Mr. Green put his pipe in his pocket and watched the morning sun climb above the East Building. He thought about last night and the feathers. Probably a bird hit my door and flew away, he thought. Anyway, it was not important. Today was the first day of his new job. He went into the small room next door. Taking out a brush, a shovel, and some bags, he then walked over to the east gate. Just look at all these leaves, he said to himself. It's time to clean up this place. He put his pipe and matches on a windowsill and started sweeping. He worked hard, and after 2 hours, there were 8 piles of leaves. I can put the leaves into bags later, but first I need a drink. He went back to the boiler room and had a long, cool glass of water. On the way back to the East Building, he heard something. Was it laughter? He reached the East Building and turned the final corner towards the car park. He stopped and stood still. The piles of leaves were not there. Instead, the leaves were all over the ground again. He looked around. Who did this? He shouted. No one answered. He turned and reached for his pipe and matches. Gone. Where were they? Now he was really angry. What's going on? He shouted. Who took them? Suddenly he saw something in the classroom in front of him. He knelt down and crept up to the window. Slowly, he raised his head and stared into the dark room. There, at the back of the room, he saw someone, but only for a second. Hey, he shouted, come back here! And he ran to the main east entrance. He pulled the door. It did not open. Taking out his keys and unlocking it, he found himself in the middle of a corridor. It was long and dark with lots of doors. Ahead of him, stairs rose to the first and second floors. He listened carefully, but heard only his own breathing. I want my pipe, he said to himself. Where did that kid go? He must be here somewhere. Suddenly, someone laughed. It came from a classroom nearby. He stepped up to the room's door, and the door swung slowly open. Who's in there? He said. But the room was empty.